McLean County Board Chairman John McIntyre says new county board members face a steep learning curve. Five newcomers will be sworn in next month. McIntyre tells GLT's Eric Stock he hopes the newly elected will come to county government with a sense of bipartisanship after a contentious election that saw the Democrats gain several seats and chip away at the Republican majority.
Obviously, with five new members, it's going to require some orientation. Our system, you know, there's a lot to learn. For everybody on our board, large county, 23 departments, and with our legislative committee type system, it takes anyone on our board, including myself, and I'm learning every day, things that that come through that we need to do. So what we've done in the past is we have welcomed new members. We have an orientation session that we use, and we have asked them to come in and spend a little extra time so we can kind of get up to speed. I'll meet with every one of them, offer any help to where I can meet with them individually and answer questions. And we'll try to get them, hopefully, if I'm the new chairman elected in the first week in December, or whoever the chairman is, we'll hand out committee assignments and we'll see if we can get people slotted in and work in that direction. Our board has kind of been kind of traditionally, the last few years, kind of split. There were six or seven of us old guys, I would say, and in the younger group, we encourage younger people to come on our board. It's nice to have experience at our level of government and how we do things with our legislative system, because the knowledge is very important there. I think new board members will come to the realization that the county board members put in a lot of time.
So how do you balance the desire for that experience? Of course, someone's coming on the board, mm-hmm. they're not going to have that experience, but you also want that young blood and those fresh ideas.
And that's true. And I was there back in 1980 at one time. And just the fact that someone is willing to put in time and serve the public and be a public servant and help our community is to me, I think that's a great thing for the people that win in elections, the people that don't, that are willing to serve. And so that's good. I regardless of what your party affiliation is, we want to promote at our level of government that we work on issues and we work together. And I've always told people, come in and get ready to concentrate on doing what's best for the people in the community and the county. And learn, if you're not familiar with what goes on in the rural part of our county, you need to, and vice versa, and so that we can all kind of work and communicate together.
As you had alluded to, losing really decades of experience on the county board with those who were not reelected or chose not to. The county Republican chair, Connie Beard, who we spoke to after the election, had suggested that these newcomers, all of them, face a major uphill battle to make their mark because they have this steep learning curve that you had alluded to in making sure they know how everything works. So how much does experience really factor into a county board member's level of effectiveness?
I think it does when, as chairman, when I went through a process of assigning committees, probably the major factor I did was seniority and experience, as I had a list of criteria. And then I tried to see how things fit together. And a lot of that is just working knowledge. Let me give you some examples, Eric. Sometimes if you start out with the Transportation Committee, that exposes you to rural areas and such types of things that go on. The interesting thing about our committee and the way our system is every committee deals with departments that deal with different funds, grants, funds, state funds, pass-through grant funds, federal funding, and that alone is a course in itself.
As the Democrats had gained a few seats and a little edge on the Republican majority, mm-hmm. one might imagine they'll be seeking greater influence in the committee processes where, as you said, much of that legislative work really gets done. And in the past, Eric Rankin, an exiting board member who is now the Democratic Party chairman, mm-hmm. had said the Dems were being shortchanged in some of the more influential committee assignments, executive and finance in particular. As you said, experience is a major factor in where you seek to make these appointments. But do you plan to shift some of that to balance it more along party lines?
Eric, when I became chairman of the board, I did a 20-year study, and I could show you, I have it at my desk, of the past boards, the ratio of Republicans and Democrats over the last 20 years on our board, the ratio of Republicans and Democrats as correlated with that for each year in leadership roles. When I say leadership roles, I mean a chairman of a committee or a vice chairman of a committee. I looked through where we were with that. I used my own criteria. I will tell you with confidence that since I have been chairman, and the previous chairman as well did some of this, we were more than fair with the ratio of the board members. It wasn't a matter of who's the dominating party here, but there was a ratio. Mr. Rankin was appointed by me as an at-large member of our executive committee. We have at the time 15 Republicans and 5 Democrats on our board. Our executive committee was made up of 9 people. 6 were Republicans, 3 were Democrats. Do the math. Mr. Rankin was vice chairman of our finance committee, one of our most important committees, for years. He wasn't chairman, but Dr. Gordon, George Gordon, was chairman of our other important committee, one of the more important ones, Justice Committee.
As a Democrat.
As a Democrat. So we have 5 Democrats on our board. All 5 of them, as I looked at my criteria, were in leadership roles. All 5. More so than the Republicans, because we had some younger Republicans. Mm-hmm. And I can name them for you. And all of them, 2 of them were chairman, 3 of them were vice chairman of boards. Mm-hmm. I believe that's more than fair, and I don't know where Mr. Rankin was coming from there. I don't think anybody's been shortchanged, and I think most of the Democratic leaders on our board would agree.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Eric Stock with John McIntyre, chairman of the McLean County Board. Several of the Democratic candidates for county board and elsewhere said that they were inspired to run this year. Mm-hmm. After the 2016 election. They were going to get involved and make a difference somehow. Mm-hmm. Does that raise the specter that a local governing body like the county board could potentially become more politically divisive, or people are coming in with a certain mindset based on a result that they didn't like? And are you concerned that shift could impact how things are done at the county level, and how do you plan to monitor that?
Well, it's a concern from this standpoint for me. I try to promote on our board bipartisanship, go in, look at issues, debate the issues, get along personally as well. Don't vote by party lines. We're not the state or federal level. And if we do that, we become less effective in helping the people and the citizens in this county. So it's a concern for me, not because who the number large party that has the largest number on the board, just that we work together. I served on this board back in 1980. There were 27 members on the board. I can't tell you to this day, if I went back down the hall and looked at the pictures of all of us, and I was one of the rookies, obviously, of who was a Democrat and Republican at times. My concern is that we don't lose that type of thing, and everything is voted on party lines, because that renders us more ineffective in doing what is best for our citizens. Hopefully, that will be the case. People will do that and vote. Now, the other thing that you said when you began was people come in with aspirations and people want to make change. Well, you should. I think anybody should, regardless of what party you are. You want to come in and say we want to do some things. On the other hand, and I will tell you, maybe just me being an old coach, I think we've done a lot of good things in our county. And I think a lot of people in the county, in the statewide and otherwise, would say so. And I think we've provided some great initiatives. We've paid our bills. We've balanced budgets. We've worked with what's given to us sometimes from the state level. And for someone to say, well, we're going to make some change, I'd say, fine. We always need to have change at times. Tell me what it is. Tell me what it is you want to change. If it's meeting times, okay. Are there other things that you know about our board that goes on that maybe are a little bit more important than about what time we meet? Let me give you something that I think probably, let me share with you. I'm not so sure that many people on our county board, older or younger, are that concerned about the meeting time as some of the people that run for the office are. We are trying to be open to the public. It has been open. We tried years ago. We tried to have meeting times at different times. We can do that again. But there are much more important issues than what time we meet.
Jim Soldner, during one of the candidate forums, and of course he was up for re-election and has since won and is your vice chairman, mm-hmm. had said that you had planned to revisit this after the election, or at least was open to revisiting it after the election. You just said it's probably not one of the higher priorities. There are a number of people who were elected to this board, and that was part of their platform. Where do you see that going now?
It's probably something that's could come up again. There's a couple things I would ask new members of our board to do. First of all, experience the time you've put in, the time the committees meet. Experience what's going on there before you start going too far along with your campaign rhetoric about meeting time and transparency. See where you stand on that. I'm going to tell the new members, and guess what? You're going to have to represent all your constituents in your district for both parties, the ones that voted for you and the ones that didn't vote for you. And let's work on transparency if that's the issue. And we always want to improve that.
Do you see the time changing then, or do you suspect that they will back off that request?
I sat in a meeting last night at the Finance Committee, and it went on from 4:30, and it was I can tell you the exact time because I looked at the clock. It was 7:18, and people were getting tired at 7:18, and I made this comment. It's probably in the minutes of last night's finance meeting. I said, and some of them were saying, we've got to get something settled here with this debate, and people are tired and so on. I said, let's think back. We voted to start our regular county board meetings at 7 p.m. So if you'd like to spend, like councils do, that's fine. If you'd like to spend one Tuesday night a month, then we right now would be 18 minutes into our full county board meeting, and you're asking about being tired and going home. So we have to decide what it is that we're going to do there.
Although that was after 3 hours.
That was after 3 hours. Let me tell you this, though. I served on the board at the courthouse, the old courthouse, in 1980. When we broke for lunch and we started our meetings at 9 o'clock in the morning, those kind of things sometimes take time, and we have to do it, especially this time of year. Eric, we're working on finishing up our budget for next year at this month, and that our county board members work hard, all of them, and we go through line item by line item our big 500 and some page budget book, and we do really scrutinize things, and our department people, our 23 department heads, come and sit down before us, work with our staff first, develop a budget, answer questions, and go through a scrutiny type of an exchange process. So we work hard to put that time in. So when you get on our board, you're going to become ready to work.
That's County Board Chairman John McIntyre with GLT's Eric Stock. McIntyre says his priorities in the coming years are to look for ways to expand mental health services in the county and to monitor the finances of the county-run nursing home. It's been implementing a series of changes designed to curtail major financial losses. McIntyre says he also plans to seek another term as County Board Chairman. This is Sound Ideas.